Well, the All Share is down marginally, financials ending 0.2% stronger, industrials up 0.3%, and resources closing at 1.4% lower. Joining me in studio to have a look at the day's market action is Robert Cameron from Tebis Stockbroking. Robert, thank you so much for your time. What do you make of today's market performance?
It was quite an interesting day, actually. So overnight, we came to the news that President Trump is going to impose new tariffs on Mexico because of, you know, his fight with them with illegal immigrants and all that. So he wants to, you know, impose 5% and grow that to 25%. So the world market's down quite a lot, as was the JSE this morning, but we saw an afternoon recovery. I'm not 100% sure why. The U.S. markets, still when I left the office, quite down heavily. Also, China now looking to retaliate with perhaps with their rare earth metals export ban, or kind of tariffs on that. And also, they are said to prepare a list of undesirable U.S. companies. So, doesn't look like it's going to end soon. So we'll have to wait over the weekend and see what happens on Monday.
It's so interesting. So I have an alert on my Twitter. So every time Trump tweets, I get a notification to look at the tweet. And the recent one says that, now that, you know, Mexico is probably shaking, well, I'm paraphrasing here, but he's hoping that these tariffs will then encourage U.S. companies to move jobs from Mexico back into the U.S. because, remember, he's trying to make America great again. And just as a side, it got me thinking, well, if the whole point is that you want to move jobs from Mexico to the U.S., what are you going to do with India? Because there's quite a lot of U.S. companies that have outsourced some of their work onto India. So it's kind of very interesting as to how he's going to do all of these plays. But on the local front, when we look at companies that came out with news, there was Tongaat, there was Mr. Price, there was Taste Holdings. Which one of those caught your attention?
Yeah, so definitely Mr. Price actually had outstanding results in the climate that we are in at the moment. They increased their headline earnings per share by 6.2%. Also interesting that they increased the interest on their cash balance by 38% to 224 million rand, which is quite big. They're sitting on a cash pile of 3.2 million. So the market rewards these kind of performances in this kind of environment where a company is low on debt and good management. They also contain cost, which was only up by 4%. So I think the market liked that quite a lot. Interesting that their home business did better than the apparel. That was up by about 12% versus almost 4% for apparel. So, but very good set of results, and it's a good management team that turned things around there. From about 6 months ago, there was a very negative trading statement that came out that sent the share down sharply. This bodes very well, I think, for the future. It's been down heavily this month, as well was Mr. Price, as was the market. So today was up about 11%, so nice to see.
All right. So one of the things that most, I suppose, business publications went with was the headline that they are quitting Australia. Was that something you were expecting, that they would do that? Well, not Mr. Price, that is, but when it comes to Foschini.
I didn't pick up on that, but I know that lots of the South African companies that, especially Australia, they don't do well there. So, for example, the case in point, Woolworths, you know, with the David Jones operation there, had heavy impairments and that. So I just think maybe the Australian business culture are a lot different than over here in South Africa. So, and they seem to get it wrong for some reason. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, it's probably a good move by Foschini then.
And Tongaat saying that they need to restate their results because they seem to believe, well, there's a finding that some figures are inflated. I don't know. I get like a little bit of anxiety when a company tells me we need to restate financial results.
Yeah, 100%. Given the whole Steinhoff debacle that we are still going through. And also the 2019 results are going to be delayed again. They spoke about some land assessment that is basically overstated by 4.5 billion, which is quite material. So that stock has been under considerable pressure of late, notwithstanding all of this and possibly potential fraud, but also the sugar price has been under pressure of late. So yeah, not a good story there from Tongaat.
Before we get to your stock pick, when you look at the month of May, it's May 31st today, how would you characterize the JSE?
It has been a torrid month, actually, to be honest. I think that it's been a little bit weird, if I can use that term, in the sense of traditional market forces have been moved a little bit to the sidelines and geopolitical factors have kind of influenced things a lot more. So starting on May, I think the 5th was when Trump, you know, tweeted about the increase in tariffs on China, just when we thought the trade was about to end.
Yeah.
So that sent markets lower sharply. Then also in South Africa, we had the election. So there was the whole thing about what kind of a mandate the president would actually end up getting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so now that we've got the cabinet announced and all that, so basically things have like kind of recovered a little bit.
Right.
But it's been, yeah, quite volatile and quite heavily down. So lots of uncertainty.
Okay, so what's your stock pick?
So my stock pick for today is actually Netcare. I would like to qualify this first of all to say I think it's more, it's a trading stock pick. It's not maybe a long-term hold.
Okay.
I think there's lots of headwinds still in the South African hospital space. But at the moment, there are some technical factors that have driven the Netcare share down sharply. So first of all, the CEO have sold about 200 million rand worth of shares. They are about to exit the top 40 index, so lots of those tracker funds are having to sell off on their holding in Netcare. So those are some technical factors driven it down sharply, but the financial results and all that that came out earlier in this month was quite decent. The dividend was up about almost 7%. They increased their headline earnings slightly. Also, their PE is on only about 11.6% and a yield of about 5.5%. So it's not expensive, but I think keep it for 10 to 20% on the upside and get the dividend and maybe then bank your profits and go on.
All right. Thank you so much. That is
Robert
Cameron, who's from Teba Stockbroking, taking us through the day's market activity. What's your stock pick?
So my stock pick for today is actually Netcare. I would like to qualify this first of all to say I think it's more, it's a trading stock pick. It's not maybe a long-term hold.
Okay.
I think there's lots of headwinds still in the South African hospital space. But at the moment, there are some technical factors that have driven the Netcare share down sharply. So first of all, the CEO have sold about 200 million rand worth of shares. They are about to exit the top 40 index, so lots of those tracker funds are having to sell off on their holding in Netcare. So those are some technical factors driven it down sharply, but the financial results and all that that came out earlier in this month was quite decent. The dividend was up about almost 7%. They increased their headline earnings slightly. Also, their PE is on only about 11.6% and a yield of about 5.5%. So it's not expensive, but I think keep it for 10 to 20% on the upside and get the dividend and maybe then bank your profits and go on.
All right. Thank you so much. That is
Thanks,
Robert Cameron, who's from Teba Stockbroking, taking us through the day's market activity.